You are listening to the Creative Minds Brilliant Life podcast. Here, we talk about the creative process, inspiration, innovation, and how we can all live a more beautiful and abundant life, whether you consider yourself an artist or not, because life itself is a creative experience. I'm your host, Nicole Garapi, coming to you from a small island in the middle of the Caribbean Sea called St. Croix. I'm a jewelry designer, art gallery owner, former ballerina, and thriving artist. And I believe in living a more beautiful, connected, and intentional life through the experience of creativity. So let's get into today's episode. I think we can all really underestimate the power of small steps and small actions. There's a quote by Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And I think it's really easy for most of us to forget the importance of those small steps. Like, there's another quote. I go back to quotes all the time because I just believe they are beautiful, bite-sized pieces of wisdom that we can, like these little sound bites that we can carry with us. I'm a huge inspirational quote person. Because I think sometimes we need other people's words to express what is going on with us. That's also why art exists, but that's not the point of my story here. So we don't need to see the staircase to take the first step. We don't need to know everything that's going to happen in order to just get started. So small steps in any process are really the building blocks. They are really everything. But I think we can become, not really, I think, I know that in our culture, we're in a society where it's so fantastic that we can access so much so immediately. But I think we also become desensitized to the idea that sometimes, a lot of the time, really good things take some time. They take some building. They take putting in those small steps. And very often, we have to put in those steps when we're not seeing results. I always go back to, you know, the analogy of working out. If you're starting something new, like a new way of eating, a new diet plan, a new workout regimen, it is extremely easy to become discouraged because you don't see the changes in yourself as quickly as you would like. And this is the same thing with building a business. We can become so impatient because, I mean, heck, I will tell you, I love instant gratification. I want to take an action and immediately see the results of that action, don't we all? And sometimes it happens like that, absolutely. But there's a lot of, in anything worthwhile, there is some small steps, there is some building that is required. And this comes up quite a bit for me in many different ways. I think about when I was building my, I've built two jewelry businesses, and both of them, you know, really, there were a lot of, I'd say ups and downs, but there were a lot of moments, a lot of times where things just didn't feel great. Things just didn't feel like they were going well. And it's like, all of the cliches and all of the memes that you see, there's all this work that goes on behind the scenes, under the surface, and you work for such a long time. And finally, when you start to have the more recognizable success, people think that it was like an overnight thing. They tend not to see the many, many years that went into that. The many small steps in the process that built the business or whatever it is to where you are. So I was recently, a friend of mine is doing a lot more acting in her career. And I was super inspired by this. And she had posted something on social media about how people were reaching out to her and saying what she's doing is really inspiring. And I thought the same thing. You know, she has really been putting in the work and continuing to go for it. And she's having more and more acting jobs pour in for her. And that's really what it takes. It takes continuing to show up even when we're not seeing the results that we want. And that can be so hard for most of us. I was thinking about this recently in regards to not building things as much, but taking care of ourselves. You know, self-care is a huge trend, it seems, right now, and the idea of what self-care really is. And sure, could self-care be getting a massage, getting a pedicure? Absolutely. But true self-care doesn't have to be something that maybe costs money like that. There are a lot of actions that we can do to take care of ourselves and nurture ourselves that aren't something like, you know, spending the money on a massage or something very luxurious like that. Again, I'm not against getting massages and pedicures. I'm a big fan. But there are a lot of small things that we can do where the self-care is really accessible to everyone. This is another place where I'm reminded of the importance of the really small steps, because I live in a tourist economy. My business is highly seasonal. There are times of the year when I work extremely hard. And it seems that every year, because of who I am, I push myself harder and harder. So I get a little more burnt out every year as my high season comes to a close. And I've been reminded of the importance of these really small steps in the self-care process. Because again, the small steps are the things that can yield the big results in the long run. It's like building anything. I'm thinking of like a physical structure, like building a house. There are a lot of small things that have to go together before this house is built. You know, I think about the house that I lived in when my family first moved down to the Caribbean in 1994. And my late stepfather built this entire house on his own. I mean, he had help, but he designed and built this house. And he used to come down more than we did to work on the house and finish the house, because it had actually been destroyed in Hurricane Hugo in 1989, the same year that it was purchased. But that's the same thing. Anything that we're building physically, also, it takes time. It takes one step at a time in the process. So I think one thing that I witness in people, and I have an amazing network of amazing humans in my life from all of the many different lifetimes, different chapters in my life, different pursuits, different just different things that I've done throughout my life. And that is such a gift. And through that, you know, it's a pretty varied group of people. And I see a lot of people feeling the same way, right? We all are looking for the big fix, the big perfect answer that is going to make everything easy for us. And it's the people, like my friend, the actor, you know, it's the people who know it's about consistency. It's about showing up with the little stuff every day and being able to hold the vision when things get hard. That's where the success is. But taking it on the level of self-care and caring for ourselves, we hear we have to do this. We know we have to do this. We know we can't be good to anyone else until we've taken care of ourselves. Yet so many of us fail to do this, myself included. And I have had to, because I'm guilty of this, I want the answer. I want the fix. What's the thing? Give me the thing that I need to do in order to feel better, to have the relief that I need, right? If it's burnout or maybe you're coming back from being sick or something, whatever it is that you need to put into your life or maybe take out of your life that is going to give you some relief. I've recently just felt like, okay, do I need to take a luxurious vacation? Do I need to buy another online program? Do I need to redo something in my house? Like, these are all big things, right? I think that something in there is going to make me feel better. And I have to go back to what are the things that actually remind me of how much I enjoy my life? How can I, in some really small way, find myself in a place of just being so, so content and happy and feeling good with life exactly as I had, with my life exactly as it is right now? What is right here that I can enjoy, that I can use, that I can do, that's going to make me feel just a little bit of that relief? And for me, I mean, I had to ask myself the question. And I think when we come off of any sort of a busy season in our lives, and some of, you know, for some of us, those seasons last longer than others. But anytime that we are sort of recalibrating and things calm down just a bit, although, you know, I think a lot of people would argue these days it feels like life is never going to come down. It's easy in those busy times to forget what matters. What are the little things that make life so good? You know, for me, thank goodness, it's not very hard to see. I live with a view of the Caribbean waters. You know, I hang out with my cats and they love to cuddle. One of them loves to sit in my lap when I meditate. You know, my simple pleasures are so obvious in my life. You know, I can grab a cup of coffee in the morning and sit on my balcony and listen to the birds. They're singing out there right now, and just enjoy and really sink into that feeling of, wow, life is good. This is amazing. And maybe you're not having your coffee with a view of the Caribbean Sea, but a cup of coffee and a good book, it's one of my favorite things. And it's remembering to put these little tiny things in place that start to build us back up to where we need to be. So just like building a business, just like building a house, just like starting to work out or change the way that you eat, those little steps build to the bigger progress. So the little self-care steps here are what are going to really build and grow and bring us back to life. And, you know, this show is all about, this podcast is all about creative minds, right? This is the Creative Minds Brilliant Life podcast. And there's a reason that I titled it that, because creative people just see the world in a very different way. And we also go through some pretty intense cycles in our creative process. So creating something new, there are small steps in the process. And because for many of us, inspiration strikes a lot of the time. There are many different ways that inspiration strikes for me. But the way inspiration strikes, sometimes it is this big, grand idea that we get so excited about, so fired up. And we can sort of fizzle out and burn out in the process of creating when things aren't coming together as fast as we want. And that is the same exact thing I've described with all of the different examples here. And one of the things I come up against the most personally is this idea that I have to be putting in a huge and significant effort. And this is such a hard thing to unlearn if this is really ingrained in you. And I think it really is for most of us. I grew up in New England. I think the energy of New England is just like work hard, get stuff done, hustle. And I appreciate that because I believe it's part of, it's one of the things that has definitely contributed to my discipline and my commitment to everything that I set my mind to and everything that I really want in life. But on the flip side of that, there is, you know, I always believe it's like the process I describe in manifestation, and that has worked for me. We get to make the plan. We get to have the vision of what we want. And we also have to let go of the idea that we have to know every step in this process. It's like the staircase again, right? You can take the first step before you see the whole staircase. That is where, in my opinion, the magic happens. We know what we want. We take a small step and we allow something else to do the work behind the scenes. And this is something that, if you've not experienced it, it might be hard to trust that just by not doing, we are actually doing. Because again, like I said, I struggle with this. I want to be taking action and seeing the results of my action. I do like that feeling of accomplishment. It is addicting. I adore it. And I very often in my life go back to that hustle, do, grind, and it produces excellent results. But there are definitely times when we get to kind of sit back and let things go on behind the scenes. In the silliest, smallest example of this, so I set my coffee maker to make coffee every morning. I wake up at about 5 o'clock. So my coffee maker, I set that for 5 o'clock. So I knew as soon as I wake up, if I get up with my alarm at 5 o'clock instead of before it at 4 o'clock or 4:30, which very often happens, I know that my coffee is going to be made by the time I make my way to the kitchen. And that simple little thing, right? I mean, most of us probably have, maybe you have a Keurig. Coffee makers with timers on them have been around for such a long time. So this is not fantastic new technology. I mean, this little thing is literally a piece of my self-care because I love that I can set that coffee maker at night, get it all set up, and I know first thing in the morning, my coffee is going to be ready and waiting for me. And I didn't have to do anything. Sure, you could argue I had to set the coffee the night before. I absolutely did. But it's sort of like that having that vision, right? That foresight. We decide what we want. I want coffee in the morning. Here's the small action step I'm taking. It's kind of a funny analogy, but it really is what it is here. I get to have that coffee ready and waiting for me without putting in a lot of effort. And that is such a gift. And there are a lot of things in life that are like this as well. We, especially as women, because we are the creators, we are the receivers, us resting and us feeling good actually does create things in our lives. And if we're forcing things, and this is something that I have absolutely had to learn, if I am like forcing a lot of action, I know I need to step back, especially if I'm feeling a lot of resistance to it. Because there is a time to push through resistance, and there is a time when we're really just going against the natural flow and the natural order of things and the flow of things. And it takes a little while to sort of identify the difference in those two things. But when I start to feel that I'm forcing, I know that is time to step back, because even if the thing I was trying to accomplish doesn't get done, there's usually a reason. If you've ever had an issue with technology, you know, I needed a password the other day for something, and this company needed to send me a text to confirm that I am who I am. And then the text wouldn't come through, and there was no other way to verify my account, and I couldn't get into this account. And it was very frustrating. But I said to myself, I guess today is just not the day that I deal with this particular account. So we get a little bit better at recognizing when to stop and when to push. And there are definitely times for both. I heard a great quote from Adam Grant just yesterday, and it was that very few creative ideas come from forced effort. And that just hit me for the exact reason I'm just describing. There are definitely times when we need to push, and there are times when we need to let go and surrender. So in the whole process of life, of being a creative, of being a creative business owner, of just being a human in this world, it's such a great reminder that a lot of times the effort that we need to put in is small. It's not as hard as we like to make it. If you're like me, I like to make everything really difficult. I feel like I've earned it that way. We really need to cut that out. Life can be a lot more fun when we go with the flow, when we recognize that all of our actions matter. All these small steps in the process are important, and they really are the process. The small steps really matter, whether you're building a business, starting anything new, building a house, or coming back to mindfulness, self-care, and self-love. The small steps in the process are so important. And sometimes not doing is really doing a lot. If you're feeling stuck and you're in resistance, I would absolutely remember that very few creative ideas come from forced effort. Very few good ideas of any kind come from forced effort, right? This is the inspiration. This is the divine gift of creativity and where all of our great ideas come from. And we need to get quiet to hear them. This is why meditation, even something like a 3 to 5 minute meditation process or meditation practice is extremely helpful. That small step, that small action of taking the time to quiet your mind. It makes such a difference. So I invite you to think about the small steps in the process, in the practice of whatever it is that you are looking to do, build, create, or experience. We know it's all a journey. And sometimes the steps, the most meaningful steps, are the small ones. Thank you for listening to today's creative conversation. I am so thrilled you are on this journey with me. If you haven't already, please subscribe to or follow this podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And I would also love it if you would give the show a 5-star rating and leave a written review. This helps me out so much. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Nicole Garraby. Let's stay connected because this journey is so much better together.